In the studio right now, I have Damien from the Waiheke Mountain Bike Club, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the upcoming mountain bike race and a little bit about the club as well. Welcome, Damien.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, mountain bike race, eh?
Yep.
On the island.
Yep. The Waiheke Mountain Bike Club was started effectively by three people, I think, Mark, Vaughan, and Goldie. Goldie's since left the island, but Mark and Vaughan are still strong. Mark's the treasurer,
yep,
and Vaughan is the president. And they've been going for a couple of years, building tracks, 2 or 3 years, around in the Onitangi Sports Park every Sunday morning out there with spades and digging hard, going hard. So, and last year we had the event,
yep,
which is the Round Rangihaua Challenge. It's a four-hour relay event for teams of 1 to 4.
Right. Teams of 1 to 4. So you can be a team. If you're a team of 1, does that mean you do the whole thing?
It's solo, yeah. And there was a guy, I don't know how many last year, but there was a guy, an older guy, who did it.
Right, 4 hours, eh?
Yeah.
How long is the is one loop around the track?
I think it's about...
Well, how long does it take you?
It takes anywhere from sort of 12 to 20 minutes, depending on your skills.
Right.
In Ks, I think it's sort of somewhere between 3 and 5.
Right. So is it a rough track or is it pretty easy? Pretty easy going.
It's pretty smooth and fast at the moment. There are some little technical bits, but anyone can ride it if they go slowly.
So are people coming over for this event, or is it mostly people who ride mountain bikes on the island, mostly club members, or how many people do you expect to show up?
I'm not sure. It's a little bit hard to say because people aren't pre-registering.
Right.
So I think They had sort of 2 people pre-registered last year, and then they had 50 people, I think, turned up.
Oh, so pretty good.
So yeah, that was good for its first year. This year, I think we've got a few more registering. I mean, I've got a couple of teams from work in town coming out.
Yep.
And there's some keen guys on the island as well. So yeah, it's hard to say. Hopefully around 50. I mean, between 50 and 100 is probably the best. Any more than that, and it starts to get a bit crowded. So,
is there a prize, or how does it work? Is it just sort of, you know, just for a fun day, or are these people racing for like a big turkey or something?
There are some prizes. We had a heap of prizes last year, but this year we haven't got as many prizes. We've still got giveaways and prizes, and I should say actually that. This year, on the Saturday between 9 and 11, Saturday the 6th, we've got kids' time trials. And we're just trying to find out how many kids on the island have bikes and are interested in mountain biking.
Yep.
We want to sort of just get them, you know, maybe teach them a couple of skills, get them going around the family track, because there are 2 tracks there.
Oh, okay.
Get them going around the family track, time them, you know, get them a little gift for entering and see who's sort of the fastest in each age group. And so there are, one of the things with the club is we want to get as many children involved as we can, and then we can start doing some skills clinics, trips to Woodhill or Rotorua, that kind of thing.
Yep. I mean, so Saturday we've got the kids' day. They're having a race as well.
Yep, it's just time trials, really. Okay. And also, you know, it's just because you get kids from sort of 3 or 5 upwards to 15.
Sure. And then Sunday is the big.
It's the big.
The
boys.
Big folks.
Yeah.
The boys. Yep.
And that is registration from 10, and the race begins at 11:30, somewhere around there. We'll see how we go with it.
Okay. And how long? You said how long does it take to actually do the whole? You said 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours for the relay.
For the relay, yeah.
So you start, there's a timing gate there that you go through. Okay. And last year we had a Le Mans start, so everyone had to run to their bikes, the first team member. You have an ankle strap on. You go through the timing gate and round, and then into the sort of pit area where you swap to the next rider.
Right.
So you might have another team member swapping the ankle timing device over so you can quickly take off as fast as you can. I think last year we had some Israeli windsurfers. We were a bit of a surprise entrant, and they were Olympic windsurfers, and they were like supermen.
Pretty fit, yeah.
They used it for cross training. So,
that's fascinating. And so if someone did want to pre-register or maybe find out a little bit about this, you guys have a website, or is there someone they can call? Or
There's the website is www.wmbc.co.nz.
Okay, and there's information on there about how to register for the event.
There's so, also club membership and things like that. We want as many people in the club as we can get, families especially.
That's what I was interested in. And what kind of other events does the club do? I mean, do you do weekly rides or clinics of some kind?
Well, there's normally Wednesday night rides and Sunday track building.
Right.
Because there's another track going out that's pretty close to completion now.
Yeah.
And we're looking to have a couple of working bees for that. There's actually a working bee tomorrow to...
Whereabouts is the second track?
It's it goes the current track goes off. You go up the hill, up Rangihoa, sort of from the sports park, and it cuts across into the bush to the right. And the next track goes left along the peak towards Onitangi, whatever the north, I guess it is. Yeah. And then it's going to cut down through the hill and come back to the family track, the soccer field.
Nice. So this is a track that's in that you guys have built. How long do you think it'll take you to build this?
Well, it's been going for about a year, but it's because it's there's only one or two people really working on it each Sunday for a couple of hours.
So,
I mean, if we could get a few people up there on a Sunday, it would probably be a few hours that'd be rideable.
What does it take to build a track? Just this flat speed and a
bit of weed killer and a saw and a rake and so there's
a bit of elbow grease.
I mean, it's actually quite fun. It becomes quite addictive. I end up going up there and wanting to track build rather than ride. Get a bit addictive, the track building. But it's something we'd like to get more people involved in.
Nice. Well, hey, thank you. Thanks a lot for coming in, Damien. That's from the Waiheke Mountain Bike Club. And if you are interested, even being a spectator sounds pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, we're going to have Langosh up there. Bevan's Pizzas, I think, are going to be there. Sure. We're going to have DJ Wurzel up there. Yep. So it's quite a fun, even if you just want to come and have a chat about mountain biking, it's a good time to just come up and have a look around.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Damien.
No problem.